Everyone, I'm Pierre Dandino, chair of the board of Afrinic, and I would like to welcome all of you this morning. And I see that we are also a sizable number this morning, which is quite, you know, cheering for us. This is, of course, not our first Afrinic meeting. And, but of course, it's important to also understand that this sort of regular meeting, or at least face-to-face meeting, is important to us. Of course, as you know, this meeting is coming after the successful meetings of the AFNOG, which is our sister organization. And definitely, this sort of critical mass, you know, of professionals that we are looking forward to. I mean, certainly we are kind of reaching that goal, anyhow. Afrinic meetings, actually, and we are going to have sort of three-step meeting, which is our policy meeting, and then we'll be updating members, and then we'll have our AG, you know, sometime tomorrow evening. Let me say that, well, what we are doing here is we are not inventing, I mean, the wheel, actually, because this is what most, you know, registry, you know, do, meaning that we need to actually consider some of the policy issues with you. And whatever policy is up there is being developed always should come out of some sort of consensus, and also that you, as a community, you know, be kept abreast, you know, with whatever development we are having. So this is going to be kind of framework for the meeting today. But of course, it's always a pleasure for me to welcome our colleague from other registries. It's quite important to us that they keep on with the sort of, what I would say, well, we did have some assistance. Now we are really collaborating now on some of the issues. It's helpful for us to have them with us, so they contribute their expertise as well. Of course, we'll be providing some details on how, you know, Afrinic have been moving on since its formal recognition. And, well, I would just expect that we are going to have very interesting and fruitful meetings, you know, today and tomorrow. And with that, I would like to leave it to our CEO, Adiela Ploga, to take us through the agenda. And thank you again for your attention.
Thank you, Chairman, and welcome everybody to this fourth Afrinic meeting. As Pierre has said before, for us it's always a pleasure to have you with us, to for us to meet our community and spend time getting feedback from you on various issues. And we expect this time that we will also get as much as we can from you. As you know that Afrinic as a registry work mostly from a bottom-up process, so your input helps us do better our job. Before starting anything, I would like us to express our special thanks to our sponsors, Affiliates, Internet Society, Kinix, Swift Global, CCK, Computer Technology, Network, NSRC, Kenya Data, and the Telecommunication and ISP Service Association of Kenya for their support for this meeting. So I think they need an applause. Thank you for your support. Some useful information. We will please ask you to turn off your mobile phone or put them on silent so that you don't disturb other people trying to follow the meeting. Make sure you have collected your registration pack at the registration desk. If you haven't collected them yet, you can collect it during the coffee break this morning. And if you are Afrinic member, do not forget to show or to notice to the registration desk that you are a member and you got the pack for member. It's a different pack. For any other information or consultation, feel free to contact our staff. And Afrinic staff has a badge with a red label on it. So if you see somebody with the red label, then it's Afrinic staff. You can address any, direct any question to him or her. Agenda overview. We, as Pierre said before, we have kind of three parts in our agenda. Today is mostly about a general overview, update from different area, and a presentation on specific issue related to number. So this morning we will have a global and general overview and updates on Afrinic, on the board, from the other area present here, from ICANN, from the NRO. In the afternoon, we will have a presentation on routing, on internet certification, on resource certification. And tonight, we'll have our social event, and I would like to thank CCK for co-sponsoring this social event tonight. Tomorrow, we'll have a more in-depth update from different departments at Afrinic in the morning. The second part of the morning will be dedicated to policy, which policy are under discussion in our region and in other region too, and try to have a lively discussion on those policy. The afternoon will be most the AGM, and the AGM, the key events during the AGM will be the renewal of two positions in the Afrinic board. Is there any question or comment on the agenda as presented? Sorry, there is some logistic problem here. So some quick information on the registration. This year we had about 177 registration online, and the top country who register online are Kenya, Ghana, US, Tanzania, and South Africa. 30% of the registrants are working from ISP, 17% from education, 12% from telecommunication company, and 6% from government. This is very interesting, and we have about 15 to 20% member. As I said before, if you haven't got your registration pack yet, contact the secretariat or the registration desk. As I said before, we have today and tomorrow to discuss policy proposal and get your feedback. So as we are here to share experience and get feedback from you, the main thing I will say is feel free to express yourself. Today you don't have to stand up anymore. You have the mic in front of you, so don't feel ashamed to go somewhere else. You can sit down and talk. The key question of this today for me would be how we can increase your participation, our community participation in our policy development process. Again, we are an organization working through a bottom-up process. If we don't get feedback from our community in the policy development, in policy proposal, in how we manage internet resources, we cannot do what we are supposed to do, which is to manage internet resources according to our business environment. So how can we increase it? If we are asking the question, it's because we have noticed a very low participation from the community in our different policy discussion mainly. So just think about this question all along the 2 days of the AFRINIC meeting. I will quickly now go through an overall update of AFRINIC. What have we been doing since April last year? At this same period last year, we were all celebrating our recognition. We were very happy to become a fully accredited area to serve Africa region, which was a very happy period. But what were our major challenge then, I mean 1 year ago? One of them was a smooth takeover of resource management. We have to prove that now as a full registry we can continue to allocate and manage internet resources in our region in a smooth way. We know this disruption in your service. Raise the awareness on AFRINIC in the region toward operator, toward government, toward policymaker. Train network operator on how they can request their own resources. Financial sustainability. Yes, we got a lot of support during our transition period. One of the challenges were also to be able to sustain the organization financially, to be able to, at the end of the transition and the incubation period, being able to support the full cost of our operation. Other challenge last year at this same period was the WSIS. There was a lot of discussion at that time on internet governance. We had the challenge also to follow the WSIS and use that opportunity to raise awareness among policymaker and government body. So what happened? Have we been able to achieve all of those, or where are we? One of our focus, I will agree, during the past 12 months was to ensure the continuity in the service. As you know, most of our members were members of other areas, RIPE NCC, IRIN, and EPINIC. We had the responsibility to continue to serve them, to continue to meet their needs, and that has been our main and major focus last year. We have received about 1,315 requests in 2005, I mean, during the past 12 months. We have an average of 50% approval from new allocation requests. Why do we have those 50%? In most of the case, the rejected requests are from organizations which are not member or do not meet the criteria for requesting resources. For example, their needs are less than the /22, which is our minimum allocation, or some need already have IP address and they just want to know more about Afrinic, or some start the process and they never pay. To increase the number of approval, we try to use what we call the teach and approve method. That means we try to help requester to better understand our policy, to better understand our process, and help them improve their request so that we can approve it. So that helps them to improve the way they interact with us the next time they come to us, and it also decreases the workload on the housemaster team. We try to give them as much information we can from the first communication we have. We want to avoid to have too much mail between member or requester and the housemaster team, because more you have mail and exchange, more it becomes confusing for them. So we try to minimize the exchange by giving as much as information at once, helping them. We allow sometime requester to call housemaster and discuss with them on some specific issue, though it's not something recommended, but in some case we need to do that because talking to people make the communication sometimes more easy. What all of this, which effect does it have on our membership? We have noticed a very encouraging growth in our membership, about 140% growth in 2005. The past and then this first quarter. Compared to last year we have only 26 new members in 2000, I mean compared to 2004. We had in total 26 new members. In 2005 we registered 65 new members, which is a very notable growth. And if you look at the first graph, you see the membership growth, the cumulative membership growth since 2005, since January 2005. So you can see that even this year, we continue registering new members. And since January, we have registered about 30 new members. The growth in membership also is reflected in the growth in internet resource allocation. And you can see that both IP address and ISN number allocation and assignment have grown notably since January 2005. And if you notice in this year we have we had some very big allocation to member. I think we made a /13 allocation this year, which explained that big number in the first quarter. So, what this number mean for us? One explanation is that the resource allocation process is better understood by our member, because we have conducted some training in different regions in Africa, a growth in the internet business in our region, the fact that we are an area serving the region, so people feel more confident talking to us, sending us email and discussing with us. All the above has certainly helped to achieve the growth which I showed before. But at the same time, it gives us some huge responsibility that we have to be prepared as area to support that growth, to be able to respond to the growth and continue to serve our member in an efficient way. The financial health of AFRINIC, that was one of our challenges too. When we start the project and we move to a formal organization in 2004, our main commitment was to be able to take the organization through the whole transition and ensure the financial sustainability of AFRINIC after the incubation period. Because for the first 2 years, part of the operation costs are supported by hosting country. But during that period, we have to make sufficient reserve to be able, at the end of that incubation period, to fund our own operation. So what happened during the past 2 years is that we try to keep our expense as low as possible to being able to build some reserve. And you can see that from the past 2 years, the reserve has been growing, and we are expecting to grow it a bit this year too. But growing the reserve means that the next year, I mean 2007, we must be able to use this money to fund the operation in all the other locations where the hosting country were paying for the expense today. So we can really talk about, assess this at the end of 2007, when we will be able to fund the whole operation of AFRINIC. One good news which we also had from Mauritius is that we got this year income tax exemption as a corporation from the government. This is a good news for us too, because we don't have to pay tax, and we can also use that money or add that money to our reserve. Training. To increase the awareness and make our network operator more to allow them to better understand how to manage and request resources, we have set up a training plan, and we try to make the training plan a bilingual training plan, English and French, because we have a part of our community speaking French. And during the past 2 months, we have run 10 different training around the continent. We have been able to cover the 6 different regions, and what you have, the table here, show all the training plan in 2005 and 2006, and what is in gray is what has been already done. And everything below are training, upcoming training for 2006. We train about 300 persons in this different location. And what we have also started trying since last year is to combine the LIR training with other training, like DNS training. In some location we have DNS, we had DNS training, and since December we have been co-locating a full-day IPv6 training with the LIR training, and that also bring more people to the training and add an additional value to the LIR training. To allow those who cannot travel to the training location or who cannot attend the training, we have also worked to develop a computer-based training. If you are a member in 2005, you may have received the CD, which contained the multimedia material on how to interact with Afrinic. The English version has been released in December last year, and I have the pleasure to say that we have the French version also available, so you can have a French version of the CD room here. So if you want a copy, you can talk to the registration desk or to the secretariat. There is a downloadable version of the English CBT also available online. You can download it. I will give more information about that tomorrow in the training update. This is quite interesting because it allows member and operator to train themselves on Afrinic process without leaving their desk. I would like here also to thank Aaron staff for their support in developing this training, computer-based training material. One of the goals of an LIR is also to use policy developed or agreed on by the community to manage internet resources. So we had some policy proposed last year, and this table shows the four policies which has been proposed last year. We got consensus on these four policies, and they have even been approved or ratified yesterday by the board. We still have some policy. We have two official proposals, the 4-byte ISN and the IPv6 PI assignment. We also had a suggestion on policy proposal in Cairo on changing the HD ratio for subsequent allocation on IPv6. We don't have a formal proposal on that policy yet, but it was a suggestion, and it seems like the community liked that suggestion. What we just need now is the policy to be formally sent to the mailing list. Staffing and HR, in April last year, we were four working at Afrinic when we got the final recognition from ICANN. Today we are six, including a housemaster trainee. Four are located in Mauritius, two in South Africa. As the staff starts growing, we are trying also to formalize the policy related to the HR. We have developed an HR benefit policy, travel policy, a recruitment policy, and different other policy related to the staff and the HR. As I said before, we are growing. The number of requests coming in are growing, and the number of issues to attend globally and locally are also growing. So to allow us to be better prepared, in 2006 we are planning to hire additional staff, and the main position are the three listed here, for which an advertisement will be sent out soon. So if you are interested in working at Afrinic, be watch our different mailing lists, our website, and apply. our team, we have Harish Gaurishankar, who is here, who is our financial and administration manager, our CFO. He's at the back, so if you don't know him, he's there. We have Ernest Biaranga, registration service. We have Frank Nebe, engineering. He joined us last year too. We have Manoda Marimoto. He is not in, but you may have seen her at the registration desk. And we have Radha Ramphul, who is the housemaster trainee and located in Mauritius. We are a very small team, but we have four nationalities. And the average age of the staff is 29. So we are a very young team. It's from 37 to 22. So another thing as a registry we have to deal with is cooperation with other organizations. We have been trying to build partnership with other organizations in Africa in order to strengthen the effort we are putting in internet development in Africa. For instance, we have worked to finalize an MOU with AFNOG during the AFRINIC 3 meeting. And for the first time we have participated to funding the AFNOG event. We have also been able, through some funding process, to allow 5 persons from LIR to attend this meeting, funding part full of their travel and accommodation to attend AFRINIC meeting. We hope to be able to do more in the coming year, according to how our financial health is going. So it's something encouraging. We are also discussing with other organizations like the AAU. We had a very successful meeting the last weekend on how AFRINIC and AFNOC can cooperate with the education and research network in more participation of that part of our stakeholder in our process and different projects. So we hope that something positive will come out from the discussion. We also are having discussion with AFTLD, AFRISPA, and other organizations willing to join their effort to what we are doing. WISIS and internet governance, as I said, we were also called to follow the WISIS process. And one of the decisions which the board has taken last year is to allow AFRINIC to become ITUD sector member, which we become since September last year. Why? We took that decision because that will allow us to attend ITU meeting, to be more close to the policymaker in our region, and being able to reach out about what we are doing. Related to that, we have been invited to participate in all preparatory meeting of the WSIS, where we contribute to the African position, we contribute to make all the government representatives know what's going on the continent related to the internet governance, to the number management, and other issues related. AFRINIC has been identified as a partner in the ARACPEC project, which is the action, which is project from the action plan of the Tunis agenda. We have represented the NRO in the during the ITU reform meeting in Geneva as sector member. We have been able to attend that meeting. We also participate to the WTDC meeting in Doha and other WISIS follow-up meeting. Now we have the IGF, which is the Internet Governance Forum, which is another thing we may have and will have to follow too, because it has to discuss how or where to go now on the internet governance issue. Besides that, we have also continued to participate actively to other joint projects with the other area, especially in the NRO, through the Executive Council and through the different coordination groups, especially the Engineering Coordination Group and the Communication Coordination Group. As you have seen in the training plan, we had those IPVCs hands-on. This was the conclusion from the discussion we had last year in Maputo related to does AFRINIC need to be more involved in awareness on IPVCs. So we have set up a mailing list called AFRI IPVCs Discuss, where some discussion happened, very few, but happened on IPVCs in our region. We are also continue looking for funding for the CIS Mandela project, which is a project dedicated to awareness of IPVCs, including some research, operational research parts very focused on IPVCs. We had our first African IPVCs event in Cairo in December last year, where people from different countries were present to share with the rest of the community what they have been doing on related to IPVCs. We have been also contact to participate to the second phase of the CISDIS project along with other area, LACNIC and APNIC also. So we are trying to get more resources and available to do that, to improve the awareness on IPVCs in our region. We have also participated into the inter-area workshop on resource certification. We will learn more about that this afternoon. What next? Yeah, all this seems like things are moving, but we still have challenge. We are just at the end of the first year of our operation period. We still have challenge facing us as organization and as community. We still need to work toward awareness, to improve, to increase the awareness, to cooperate better with other organizations on the continent. We need to increase participation in our policy. That is the question I raised at the beginning of my presentation. How can we increase your participation in our policy development process? So you have to tell us what we can do for that. We have to continue to strengthen our organization, our structure as AFRINIC, to be able to handle the growth, to be able to grow efficiently, and to be able to meet the expectation of the communication of the community from us. So we have several other challenges facing us. It's not the end, even if the first year of operation showed that we are not doing that bad. Thank you for listening to me. It has been a bit long, but I think 1 year report deserves a bit extra on the time which has been allocated to me. Thank you, and we'll be happy to have any question or comment from you.
Okay, do we have any quick questions or quite urgent matters for Adiel at this time? I see. Yes, please.
Hi, my name is Mick Tim. I'm a consultant. And I'm wondering how we can increase participation on the mailing list. Are there any things that we can take from the other RIRs that might be helpful? What have you seen in other regions that that might work here?
Yeah, thanks. I think we have representatives from all the area here, so it will be very useful if we can hear from them on how they deal with participation from the community, and specifically from APNIC or LACNIC, which has some similarity with our region.
Well, in the case of LACNIC, it's quite similar, as you say, that APNIC is it's very important in the first month, in the first years of activities, invest a lot of time and human resources to activities of promotion of the IRR activities, outreach activities. We spend a lot of time doing contacts with important stakeholders in every country and organize trainings during our first year, and also in being in contact with other organizations which are organizing similar activities in our region. We have, for example, a 1 week training workshop where has been there like 10 years organizing this these workshops, and a lot of people have been training in these activities, and are people that are become important members of the internet community in Latin America, and through them having this partnership with this organization, we have these trainings, we have be able to contact these engineers, these network managers, and tell them that about the LACNIC activities. So that way, the community is growing. More people is involved in the list. Last year, we have, for example, IPv6 activities through the region. I'm going to talk this later in my presentation. And on one hand, we talk about IPv6, but on the other hand, we also talk about the other resources that we are managed. And the importance of the policy development process, and they should be involved in these activities. So every time is increasing the amount of people which is listed in the mails, in the LACNIC activities, and so on and so on.
Hi, I'm Jared Ross from APNIC. In the early days of APNIC, one thing we found was that the AP region is often very, very shy, and our early meetings were extremely quiet. And we've been improving that by getting to know people better, but we've still had to do a lot of things to boost participation, particularly on our mailing lists. The sorts of things that we do, we have a very active training course, with 25 or 26 training events happening around the region each year. We do other outreach activities as well. In the APNIC region, we have several national internet registries who each have their own open policy meetings, so we make sure we attend all of those, present at those, get to know the people in those parts of the areas. We've also become increasingly involved with operator groups within the region, so SANOG and PACNOG and NZNOG and others. We get to know a lot of people in the region that way, and I think one of the most important things in building up a greater participation is to remember those key individuals who are working in other parts of your region and not necessarily with AFRINIC, because particularly, for example, in those operator groups, there'll be a community that maybe doesn't understand APNIC or is suspicious of us or just doesn't quite know what we're about. They won't talk to us, but they'll talk to the other people in the group. So once we get good relationships going with those key people in those operator groups, then they can really help spread the word and get people involved. And we are seeing a gradual increase in the amount of participation. We formalised our policy development process a couple of years ago, which also has been increasing things in that regard. So those are the sorts of things we're looking to do.
Thank you. Ripe? Yeah.
My name is Paul Rendick. I'm from the Ripe NCC. We've also carried out similar activities that LACNIC and APNIC has done. We're, as you well know, a little bit of an older registry. So, you know, in Europe, you know, what you would consider the old Europe, we're probably a little more well known to our membership and some of the governments. But what we did find is that some of the outer parts of our region, for instance, the Middle East or even Russia and some of the old USSR countries of the Central Asian countries probably didn't have such an affinity with the Ripe NCC. So what we actually introduced was something that we call regional meetings. We actually go out to these pockets within our region and try to pull together the members there. We've also introduced something we call round table meetings. I'll be talking about these in my update, where we want to pull together regulators and governments because we do realize that we need to reach out to far more than just our membership base, but we're trying to strike a balance between the two. So we've decided instead of trying to get everybody to come to a Ripe meeting, we know that that's not feasible cost-wise for a lot of our membership pockets. We've decided that with some of the funding from the Ripe NCC, our membership has actually backed us to reach out and go out into those areas. So we've been pretty active there.
I forgot a couple of things that I meant to say for APNIC, specifically with our meetings, which is that we've been putting a lot of effort in the last couple of years into trying to find ways to make the meetings more accessible, because we have a very big region. A lot of people will never be able to make it to one of our meetings. So we do webcasts now. We have live transcripts as well that people can follow just on a web page as the meeting is progressing. They can send questions back in through a chat program that can be answered on the floor. We're looking at using those sorts of technologies to help. And then beyond that, in trying to get more people to the meetings as well, we have a fellowship program where we seek sponsorship to help bring a few people from less developed parts of our region to the meetings.
Sorry, I just wanted to add something because it's I'm so yes it is I'm sorry because it's not in my presentation, but something that we have actually introduced is something we called CEO lunches, where we will be taking the chairman of Ripe as well as our director Axel Pawlik from the Ripe NCC, and we will be hitting pockets where we have concentrations of LIRs and actually speaking to the CEOs of these companies, because we have got good relations with the technical community within our region, but possibly not with the business side of where the LIRs are. So this is something we feel is going to get us a little more exposure, because these people obviously have pulls in different areas. Another area that we're working on with all the RIRs is the computer-based training. I know that together with APNIC, we've been developing some things there. We're also speaking with AFRINIC and LACNIC, because we all obviously want to get this throughout all the RIR regions. But we feel that with some computer-based training, we can reach pockets that we've never been able to reach before. So again, that's another activity.
Thank you, Paul. Is there any other comment?
Yes, Ray Polzak from Aaron. We have at times an extremely active discussion on our mail list. The discussions tend to be issue-oriented, and therefore those things that are most interesting get the most discussion. Those things that are not seem to be controversial don't get discussion. Most of the participants on our mail list are from the U.S. and Canada. We have been working on expanding our outreach into those portions of the Caribbean that are in the Aran region. We have the oldest established set of CBTs. In fact, Aran has never conducted a training session outside of some tutorials at our meetings. Everything's always been computer-based training. The We have a newsletter which has been out for many years. So we try a number of different multimedia approaches from the outreach. We have expanded our outreach activities to go to get more people that are in the civil society involved in errand discussions, because that is a real representative of the user community. The result of that is that we're attending a lot more of what could be conceived as being vendor-type conferences. So that is where we are. Since there is a long-established tradition of discussion on mail lists in our region, both from the early days of the IETF, also the North American Network Operators Group, NANOG, the matter really is in the established portions of our region is to get people just to find something interesting to talk about. There's been recent policy discussions where if you were on the mail list, your mailbox was literally being flooded by messages. So it's a combination of things.
Thank you, Ray.
It's the issues and it's the people wanting to be involved. And they have to be familiar with you. They have to understand who you are and what you represent. And that's where the outreach is important.
Thank you. Okay, I still have Lachnik?
Yeah, just very brief. Remind me another thing, that the interaction with another groups is quite important to make this thing grow. For example, during the next week is Lachnik Night, we're going to have a meeting with the ISP Association, LACTLD, which is the CCTLD operators in the region. We are organizing a new forum about security networking. So we are trying to get involved in other communities. So that's the way we are also growing in the participation.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I think as far as we are concerned in Africa, there is one issue also that eventually precludes, you know, this participation, especially on the list, which is the language issue, actually. And then I would think that we need to also find our sort of mechanism to make sure that those who are not quite conversant, you know, say in English, for instance, be able to follow. But I think this is something that Africa will need to work on, actually. But this seems to be sort of specificity to our region, Portuguese, you know, all those things. But it's part of our challenge anyway. But I think we, of course, will also be talking, you know, on those matters and the whole day and also tomorrow. So let's come back to this agenda. And I think the next issue here is the board update. Huh? I think we are on time, so I'm going to. Okay, let me take 5 minutes to maybe supplement whatever Adiel said, and because what we saw there is the what Afrinic was able to achieve those last years, or at least. But of course, Afrinic is also about a board that has been elected by yourself, and it's normal that from time to time we take some. Time to maybe report on how we've been doing business. Our board so far, we have a set of, I mean, maybe that again is a kind of specificity to our region, because we are elected, you know, depending on the sixth region of Africa. And the board members are here, and I would like them to stand up. We got a list there. Okay, so North Africa, we do have Kamal Akba and Mokhtar Hamidi. I think I don't know whether any of them is there, but I think Mokhtar went to the airport to collect his luggage. Didn't come with him. And then myself, and then Sandy. Sandy, he's somewhere in the room. Yeah. Okay, Sandy from Nigeria. And Didier Kasole. Okay, yeah. And then Gaetan from Gabon. So the back there. Brian Longwe. Somewhere. Okay. And Charles Musisi from Uganda. You see here as well at the back. Alan Barrett. And then Alan Levin. I think from South Africa we only have Alan. Huh? Viv. Viv is somewhere, yeah, from Mauritius. And Kenny, he couldn't join us. And Adele is our CEO. And as you also know, the election happens every year to renew two seats. And this, we are also going to do it here in Nairobi. Now, how do we work as a board? Of course, we do have email discussions. Some of the decisions are also taken online. But we also organize teleconferencing. And this happens every month. And we also have face-to-face meeting, two of them. And, of course, one of them coincides with AFNOG, you know, meeting so that we are able to actually coalesce, you know, our efforts. And our last face-to-face meeting as a board was held last night. And if no, this morning, I should update these slides. This morning, actually. Now, about the activities, there is something I would like to note, which is what we might call our good governance workshop in Cairo. It was the first one that we did organize. It's about kind of a reflection on the way we work as a board. As no none was really taught, you know, how to be on a board or whatever, but, you know, we found out that we need much exposure so that people are skilled enough to represent and, in fact, do the job. We had this in Cairo. It was a very interesting one, and I think I have to thank some of our sister registries, you know, who sent, and I think Irene specifically for this time. They came, we could have good exchange, and then I think our members, actually, at least the board members, knew how our registry, you know, board works and what are the activities, specificities, and I think these are a good thing to do. And we intend to renew this sort of, you know, good governance workshop, and hopefully we also have, you know, the other registries, you know, that are ready to assist in that regard. So I would really like to thank all the registries, you know, again on that. And then we also reorganize our board in terms of the work we are doing, you know, and especially we form very, you know, key committees that we didn't have in the past. Four of them, actually, one on finance and budget, and committee on audit, and then remuneration, and then nomination. This also was quite interesting because then our members, you know, the board members, knew specifically what they should be kind of doing, and then they will report back to the board as a whole. Now, in concrete terms, what have we achieved, you know, since our last meeting in Cairo? Of course, we have adopted the 2006 budget. Because without this adoption, I think we can't operate. And for the first time, we also conducted the audit. We have the audit conducted, and the report is available, and detail will be given, you know, later on. We also passed a few resolutions, and okay, four of them are listed here. Maybe I could read them briefly. One resolution is about, you know, adding African Network Information Center to all necessary legal documents related to AFRINIC. Of course, this came as a kind of advice from our legal advisor, and this also responded to some sort of, you know, problems that we might be having as far as, you know, the AFRINIC per se naming is concerned.
also to authorize the fees associated with resource assignment to ISPs and critical infrastructure to be waived for a period of 5 years. It requests the CEO to put in place the appropriate policy for proper evaluation of requests from this category of members. And also, of course, to approve the budget, which we did. And to ratify policy for end user assignment, ASN criteria, allocation and global IPv6 allocation from IANA to RIS. So these, I think, are important resolutions that we passed as a board. And of course, more details on the board or on the AFRINIC operation will be given during the meeting. Let me end up with a kind of brief sort of remark, because I think I owe you this as a member. And then having observed the way our board has functioned so far, maybe a few things, a few remarks I have, so that we better the way we operate. You understand that for some reason, anyway, we now the way our board, you know, members are elected, you know, is from a regional perspective, which we do have 6 regions. Okay, people are still questioning, you know, whether this is the right way to do, but this is something we can revisit. But I think what there are 2 issues here that I think that we need to consider when we are considering to be on the board, actually. I think one of them is the quality of our contribution to the board. And I think the second one should be commitment. All of us know we are volunteers. We do have our own job. And then we are just, you know, giving some our time to AFRINIC. But this calls for high commitment. That is important. And quality of the contribution, I think that is important. Meaning, of course, the board is not there to whatever make any law. The board is there to ratify some of the policy, you know, development, you know, whatever happened, you know, from you guys, and then we ratify them. Of course, sometimes we need to understand, you know, those things. But we also need to work closely with our staff, and I think it's important. And we do have people that come to contribute. And contributing even from the regional perspective, we don't. I haven't seen much, you know. I haven't seen much difference from now. I mean, from you being from Southern Africa or from Western Africa. I think the issue is just the same. And also, and I would like to finish with that one, we do have, as you say, we do renew our board, you know, periodically. And we still have some expertise that is lying there, that is quitting the board. We should be in a position to tap into this sort of expertise. So these are a few kind of ideas I think I should share with you, so that you know, the community be much more involved in these activities, and to really help AFRINIC, you know, fulfill, you know, better. Well, with that, I would like to thank you, and if there's any quick question, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you. Well, if you don't have any question at this time, I think the agenda raised next item should be okay. Don't know whether we deserve it, but it is there on the agenda, so we should go for it. Okay? Thanks.
J'ai une petite question, s'il vous plaît. Est-ce qu'on peut savoir le connaître le budget?
Sorry.
Est-ce qu'on peut connaître le budget de 2006 d'AFRINIC?
Ah, okay. Please hold on. We do have a question on budget. Eh? Okay. Adiel.
Oui, nous avons le budget de 2006. Demain, le budget 2006 sera présenté pendant l'AGM. Donc, demain après-midi, si vous êtes membre, à l'AGM, ce sera présenté. Then the coffee break, I think it's on the terrace.
Business center.
Yeah,
in front of the business center. So straight away.